Judges chapter 4. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord after the death of Ahab. And the Lord delivered them up into the hands of Jabin king of Canaan, who reigned in Asor. And he had a general of his army named Sisera. And he dwelt in Perazith of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried to the Lord, for he had 900 chariots set with scythes, and for 20 years had grievously oppressed them. And there was at that time Deborah a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, who judged the people. And she sat under a palm tree, which was called by her name, between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for all judgment. And she sent and called Barak the son of Abinom out of seeds in Naphtali. And she said to him, the Lord God of Israel hath commanded thee, go, and lead an army to Mount Tabor. And thou shalt take with thee 10,000 fighting men of the children of Naphtali, and of the children of Zebulun. And I will bring unto thee in the place of the torrent Sison, Sisera the general of Jabin's army, and his chariots, and all his multitude, and will deliver them into thy hand. And Barak said to her, if thou wilt come with me, I will go. If thou wilt not come with me, I will not go. She said to him, I will go indeed with thee. But at this time the victory shall not be attributed to thee, because Sisera shall be delivered into the hand of a woman. Deborah therefore arose, and went with Barak to Seiz. And he called unto him Zebulun and Naphtali, and went up with 10,000 fighting men, having Deborah in his company. Now Haber the Sinite had some time before departed from the rest of the Sinites his brethren the sons of Ahab, the kinsmen of Moses, and had pitched his tents unto the valley which is called Selmim, and was near Seiz. And it was told Sisera, that Barak the son of Abinom was gone up to Mount Tabor, and he gathered together his 900 chariots armed with scythes, and all his army from Perazith of the Gentiles to the torrent Sison. And Deborah said to Barak, arise, for this is the day wherein the Lord hath delivered Sisera into thy hands. Behold, he is thy leader. And Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 fighting men with him. And the Lord struck a terror into Sisera, and all his chariots, and all his multitude, with the edge of the sword, at the sight of Barak, insomuch that Sisera leaping down from off his chariot, fled away on foot. And Barak pursued after the fleeing chariots and the army unto Perazith of the Gentiles, and all the multitude of the enemies was utterly destroyed. But Sisera fleeing came to the tent of Jael the wife of Haber the Sinite. For there was peace between Jabin the king of Asor, and the house of Haber the Sinite. And Jael went forth to meet Sisera, and said to him, come in to me, my lord. Come and fear not. He went into her tent, and being covered by her with a cloak, said to her, give me, I beseech thee, a little water, for I am very thirsty. She opened a bottle of milk, and gave him to drink, and covered him. And Sisera said to her, stand before the door of the tent, and when any shall come and inquire of thee, saying, is there any man here? Thou shalt say, there is none. So Jael Haber's wife took a nail of the tent, and taking also a hammer, and going in softly, and with silence, she put the nail upon the temples of his head, and striking it with a hammer, drove it through his brain fast into the ground. And so passing from deep sleep to death, he fainted away and died. And behold, Barak came pursuing after Sisera. And Jael went out to meet him, and said to him, come, and I will shew thee the man whom thou seekest. And when he came into her tent, he saw Sisera lying dead, and the nail fastened in his temples. So God that day humbled Jabin the king of Canaan before the children of Israel, who grew daily stronger, and with a mighty hand overpowered Jabin king of Canaan, till they quite destroyed him.